There's the story of two young women having an elaborate lunch in an upscale downtown restaurant. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. As they enjoyed their food and conversation, the invited guest asked her friend the reason for the occasion. She replied, "We're celebrating the baby's birthday." "But where's the baby?" said her bewildered friend. "Oh," said the mother, "you didn't think I'd bring him, did you? Why, he doesn't know anything about it." Isn't it the same for many people when it comes to the birth of Jesus? We all celebrate Christmas, but many of us don't even invite Jesus to the party. We obsess over every detail of the holiday: the tree, the garland, Santa Claus, presents, colorful lights, a wonderful meal, a great holiday party. Everything, that is, except Jesus, the reason for the season. What is the point of celebrating Christmas if we don't invite Jesus to the celebration? John R. Rice said, "You can never truly enjoy Christmas until you can look up into the Father's face and tell Him you have received His Christmas gift." Well, what can we as Catholics and Christians do to keep Christ in Christmas? Here's a few ideas. Number one, set up a nativity scene in a prominent location in your home and keep it up during the 12 days of Christmas until the Epiphany. Have a tradition of placing baby Jesus in the manger on Christmas Eve. I'm always impressed with the kids that visit us. They approach the manger with reverence that only an innocent child can have as they look at the baby Jesus in the manger. Have Jesus visible and present. Number two, attend Mass on Christmas Eve or day. Make Mass attendance at Christmas a family tradition. When we attended Christmas Eve Mass, we would return home and open just one gift that night. Somehow, I always selected the gift with the underwear and the socks. Underwear and socks became a tradition. Three, light an Advent wreath each week until Christmas Day and spend a little time reading the Christmas story from Luke. Make it brief, but always centered around Jesus and the Nativity story. Number four, give God a special gift. Christmas is a time to forgive someone that has hurt you. It's a great time to reach out to a family member or a loved one that has been estranged from the family for whatever reason. Often, they're waiting and praying for a chance to reunite, but someone has to take the initiative. It's my experience as time passes, we often can't even remember why they're estranged, or the reason has become moot. Consider these acts of kindness as a gift from you to God. And number five, adopt a needy family, or take a few names from the giving tree, or send a Christmas card to someone serving our country in the military. Why not invite someone to Christmas dinner? Usually there's plenty of food for another person or persons at the table. And don't forget to say grace and give thanks. I'm sure that you can think of many other ways to keep Christ in Christmas and to start a few new Christmas traditions with your family, especially the kids. If we are truly celebrating the birth of our Savior, then let's bring the baby to the party. God bless you, and Merry Christmas. This is Tony Agnese.